have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, Anna.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm well. First of all, let me say I really like the show. I just discovered you guys recently, and I love it.
Ah, appreciate it. Thank you so much. So what's the issue?
Okay, so I just moved here recently. I got transferred for work. I got transferred to Louisville, so I didn't know anybody out here. So my sister had a friend, and his brother also moved out here recently. So
okay. We're
both transplants, and she gave me, like, his information. And so we started emailing, texting, that sort of stuff. And, you know, I got pictures of him, and I'm like, wow, this guy's really hot. So really looked forward to meeting him.
Sure.
And we actually did meet just a couple of weeks ago. And so that's the problem I have, because I met him in person, and his voice, guys, if I didn't know it, like, if I just heard his voice, I would have thought he was a woman. It is so high-pitched.
So wait, and how did you not hear his voice? But before, hadn't you called him or anything?
Oh, no. We were just texting and emailing and communicating that way, because he works third shift and then I work, like, normal office hours. So it never worked out, because one of us would be asleep when the other one was working. And
you've never spoken to him? You had not spoken to him at this? Okay, wow.
No, we only, like, sent pictures and texts and emails and stuff like that back and forth to each other.
Like, how bad is it?
It's real bad. Like I said, if I just heard him on the phone, I would have thought, like, he had a female roommate or something, or he had a girlfriend, because he sounds just like a woman.
Like, give me an example.
Can you try to imitate it or something?
I guess so. Let me think about it.
In the most respectful of ways.
It's just sort of like, I mean, I don't know if that's just... It's just like really, it's like he's on helium or something.
Stop.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're having an issue getting past this.
Yes, because he's so hot, he's so attractive, but, like, am I just superficial to let this sway me away from being attracted to him? Because it really does, like, the every word he says, I just become less and less attracted to the guy.
You know, I mean, that does kind of sound a little shallow, but being a guy that doesn't have a very deep voice myself, I would say maybe there are other features that would distract you less.
Yeah, is it going to be one of those situations where you're like, oh, you're so cute. Shh, 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 don't ruin it.
Yeah, do I just tell him not to talk around me? Or
I don't know. I tell you what, we're getting a lot of text messages right now and phone calls at 502-571-9970. If you want to hang out a sec, I mean, maybe we can see what other people suggest.
Okay, I'd love the advice.
Someone texted in, so is it like a squeaker toy during adult time? Someone else texted in, it's not going to work. She will never be able to ignore the voice. Get out now. Ah, all right, thanks, Allison.
Tell her to buy him a mask like Bane from Batman.
Free therapy. I don't like my new guy's voice.
Text messages 502-571-9970. Can he speak the words to Mariah Carey's emotions and have just as high of a pitch?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, it's just like in the movie Grown Ups.
Hey, what's up, ladies?
Oh,
you're from around these parts, eh? Yeah, I'm from Saskatchewan. What's up in Canada, eh? You American ladies, you've been out to Saskatchewan, eh?
So, yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, my gosh, it's like the lifeguard in Grown Ups.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you get past it, or do you? Kelly.
I broke up with a guy one time because he spoke like Beavis and laughed like Butthead.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he laughed like Butthead, so it was like, always. But then the Beavis, it was like, hello,
I'm Pet.
You want to go to a movie?
Oh, my gosh.
So
that is going to be magical to the right girl.
Like, we literally have every answer from, I say give him a chance. He's hot. They obviously get along through email and text. Try at least a few more dates. Who knows? It could work out, from Allison. And then, you know, then there's other people who are like, from Heather, OMG, I think I know him. About 5 years ago, I also went on a couple's date with a very hot guy, but couldn't get past his girly voice. Ooh. And then other people like Callie are like, oh my gosh, no, I'm single and I date a lot, and the biggest turnoff is a man's voice. Women need to understand that if you get a voice verification and talk on the phone before you go on a date. Number one rule, it'll be a deal breaker. So I don't know.
I agree.
All right.
I think that the voice is important.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
You know what we do when we can slow down the voice? Maybe we just have him speak and
call us first.
Yes. Before he wants to say anything to her, and we'll slow it down. And then he'll talk like this.
Anna. Hey, Anna. Would you like to go out? Sup?
But I could see how that would be kind of awkward, you know, if things kind of move into that area, things starting to get a little bit of hot and heavy, and it's like,
stop. Stop talking. Stop. No. Don't finish the sentence.
Hey, take my pants off.
Oh, my God. Why you could never be a counselor, sir. Never, never, ever, ever.
Wow, you look ever. Hot.
Oh, my God.
Take my pants off.
I can't. Why do you have to put it in those terms? Like, I wasn't even thinking about that.
You look really attractive
Stop!
Today. Hey, want to touch my pee-pee?
Sorry, I'm just assuming that would kind of get awkward.
That's the sound of my mouth getting open.